Captain Sham sailed the boat right up to the shore and tied it expertly to the dock.
"Come along, little idiots," he said,
and led the Baudelaires to the tall metal gate with the glistening spikes on top, where Mr. Poe was waiting with his handkerchief in his hand and a look of relief on his face. Next to Mr. Poe was the Brobdingnagian creature, who gazed at them with a triumphant expression on his or her face.
"You're safe," Mr. Poe said.
"Thank goodness! We were so worried about you. When Captain Sham and I reached the Anwistle home and saw it had fallen into the sea, we thought you were done for." "It is lucky my associate told me they had stolen a sailboat," Captain Sham told Mr. Poe. "The boat was nearly destroyed by Hurricane Herman and by a swarm of leeches. I rescued them just in time."
"He did not," Violet shouted. "He threw Aunt Josephine into the lake. We have to go and rescue her."
"The children are upset and confused," Captain Sham said, his eyes shining. "As their father, I think they need a good night's sleep."
"He's not our father," Klaus shouted. "He's Count Olaf, and he's a murderer. Please, Mr. Poe, alert the police. We have to save Aunt Josephine."
"Oh, dear," Mr. Poe said, coughing into his handkerchief. "You certainly are confused, Klaus. Aunt Josephine is dead, remember? She threw herself out the window."
"No, no," Violet said. "Her suicide note had a secret message in it. Klaus decoded the note, and it said Curdled Cave. Actually, it said apostrophe Curdled Cave, but the apostrophe was just to get our attention."
"You're not making any sense," Mr. Poe said. "What cave? What apostrophe?"
"Klaus," Violet said, "show Mr. Poe the note."
"You can show it to him in the morning,"
Captain Sham said in a falsely soothing tone.
"You need a good night's sleep. My associate will take you to my apartment while I stay here and finish the adoption paperwork with Mr. Poe."
"But," Klaus said.
"But nothing," Captain Sham said. "You're very distraught, which means upset."
"I know what it means," Klaus said. "Please listen to us," Violet begged Mr. Poe. "It's a matter of life or death. Please just take a look at the note."
"You can show it to him," Captain Sham said, his voice rising in anger. "In the morning. Now please follow my associate to my minivan and go straight to bed."
"Hold on a minute, Captain Sham," Mr. Poe said. "If it upsets the children so much, I'll take a look at the note. It will only take a moment."
"Thank you," Klaus said in relief and reached into his pocket for the note. But as soon as he reached inside, his face fell in disappointment, and I'm sure you can guess why. If you place a piece of paper in your pocket and then soak yourself in a hurricane, the piece of paper, no matter how important it is, will turn into a soggy mess. Klaus pulled a damp lump out of his pocket, and the orphans looked at the remains of Aunt Josephine's note. You could scarcely tell that it had been a piece of paper, let alone read the note or the secret it contained. "This was the note," Klaus said, holding it out to Mr. Poe. "You'll just have to take our word for it that Aunt Josephine was still alive."
"And she might still be alive," Violet cried. "Please, Mr. Poe, send someone to rescue her."
"Oh, my children," Mr. Poe said. "You're so sad and worried. But you don't have to worry anymore. I have always promised to provide for you, and I think Captain Sham will do an excellent job of raising you. He has a steady business and doesn't seem likely to throw himself out of a window. And it's obvious he cares for you very much. Why, he went out alone in the middle of a hurricane to search for you."
"The only thing he cares about," Klaus said bitterly, "is our fortune."
"Why, that's not true," Captain Sham said. "I don't want a penny of your fortune. Except, of course, to pay for the sailboat you stole and wrecked.